Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Hey, Kat.
Hi.
Here we can go.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? It was quiet for once, which was really nice. Yeah. Like it was a nice quiet weekend for me. I got like so much work done.
And, oh, right on.
Like I cleaned my house and like it was delightfully boring. I'm sure like people are loving hearing about the minutia of me cleaning my house. But I heard that you had some interesting stuff.
Oh yeah, no, I was talking about it at the beginning of the thing.
Casting.
Yeah, we had a regular weekend and everything like that. I didn't clean my house, but I need to do the spring cleaning. But I'm waiting until this rain goes away.
Yeah.
But no, it's really cool because I was telling you, I realized it's been like over 8 years since I did live theater. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because I think The Grinch was the last thing that I did on stage that went over for my mom. That's why I created the Purple Days experience, because I couldn't do theater anymore. So I did singing and everything. That's why I've done singing over the years and everything on stage. But yeah, they're doing that Lady Pirates of Captain Bree there at Checo Playhouse. And I don't know, I'm pretty sure I got typecast because like, I'm the town pirate and I'm old, so I got the part of the old pirate. So,
no, it's great. Not mine, Bruce.
If the shoe fits, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, no, it's cool. Chrissy hit me up and asked me if I'd do it, and I was like, you know what? The character is just like, I'm in. I introduce the show in, is why I do a little song and then do an introduction and then end the show out.
You pretty much like the Greek chorus.
Yeah, the narrator at the beginning, you know, that introduces everybody what's going on or whatever. Yeah, that cool part. I like that part. Yeah, that's groovy. But anyways, I'm going to do it. And I haven't been on stage, like I said, in 8 years, live theater. And it's really exciting. And I'm looking forward to it. And it's a whole run, 3 weeks and all that good stuff. So we'll be talking about it here. I'll probably have everything, all the info for that one next week, you know,
on
that next week's show. We better get it going because it's coming up.
You can't help but get the info for that if you're in the place.
Exactly. That's why I said I didn't get
any missing details. There we go.
I didn't get anything for the May issue on the paper, but I'm sure to have a bunch of going into June, so I'll have plenty for that one, that's for sure. Yeah, so we'll be having some fun with that. But it's cool. I'm just really excited about that. It's been a while, and I got to thinking, going, wow. Okay, yeah. It kind of sunk in that, wow, I haven't done this live stage in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And doing my double dose duo thing is coming along really good. So, I mean, I'll just be back on stage in no time here. And then the Bodacious Bazaar and the events are all coming up. So, yeah, it's going to be fun summer.
Just getting out there.
Busy, have a good summer, and there we go. So, that's
very fun.
Had fun this weekend. Otherwise, it was just hanging out and doing things in between the raindrops.
Nice. Kind of, dodging raindrops.
Yeah, I was like, I think we're almost done with it. But, you know, hey, this is May, so you never know.
True. Not until Memorial Day week, and then it really starts clearing up.
Yeah. Or it nails us. One or the other, yeah.
Or you,
yeah. We're going with the positive,
there's no
though.
Yeah. Never mind, I spoke too soon.
But I hope everybody out there had some fun this last weekend, and we got a lot to talk about here. We got plenty of events still going on. Like I said, starting the summer, May, and all that good stuff. Tourists coming to town and all that, and got to give them something to do along with the locals. So here we go. Before we get going, I'd like to thank the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, Just the Jeweler, and Oregon Coast VIP Marketing for sponsoring the Insider Report. If you'd like to sponsor our show or one of the other fine shows we have at KCIW, just go to kciw.org and you will be on your way. So let's start days out with some music.
Definitely. Yeah. Yep. Starting off at the Elk Valley Casino at the Betty Green Event Center. Music there starts at 8 o'clock. On the 18th, they have a stand-up comedy night with Monica Nevy. Then on the 25th, it'll be Midnight Revival. Then over at their Warriors Bar and Grill, music there starts at 7, and on the 10th and 11th, it'll be Steve Nelson. On the 18th and 19th, Jesse Mead. On the 24th and 25th, Hannah Paysinger. And on the 31st and then the 1st of June, Jonathan Foster.
Yes, indeedy. And Lon Goddard, he'll be playing on this week's second Saturday Art Walk, the Democratic Headquarters, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. There we go.
Yeah, 7 p.m. And Black GTO is playing on the 25th at Checo Brewing Co. Music there running from 8 to 10 that night.
Yep, and PA and T-Roy on the 11th, they'll be at Coontai from 6 to 8. And on the 17th, they'll be at Misty Mountain Brewing, 6 to 8.
All right, and Mike Powell is playing on the 7th at Oxenfree at 8 o'clock. On the 17th, he's at Checo Brewing Co. On the 18th, he's playing at the Wild Rivers Wine Festival. That's at the Curry Fairgrounds in Gold Beach from 3 to 6. And then on the 24th, he's playing at the Brookings Elks Lodge from 7 to 9.
Yes, indeedy. And then the Italian Guys on the 16th, they'll be playing at Kuntai at 6 p.m.
Yes, and the Mighty Steelheads are playing on the 10th at Inateca in Crescent City. Music there running 7:30 to 10:30.
And then Cisco, he's playing on the 11th to the 25th at the Brookings Harbor Farmers Market, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On the 18th, he'll be at the Chetco Grange, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And on the 28th, he'll be at the Chetco Activity Center, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And then over at the Inateca in Crescent City, most music there starting at 8 p.m. On the 10th, the Mighty Steelheads. On the 11th, it's going to be R&B music. On the 17th, they'll host Cut It Like the Kings. On the 18th, it's AMS. On the 24th, Hippie Death Cult. On the 25th, Shark Tones. And on the 31st, Homegrown is going to play.
That's right, the Hippie Death Cult. I love that. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Right, cool. All right.
All right, looking at some events happening at the Chetco Library in Brookings. For weekly events, every Tuesday at 11 a.m., they have Story Time. That features stories, songs, and simple crafts for young children. And then at 1:30 p.m., they have a free chair yoga class. And then for the month of May, it looks like their 2:45 Thursday chair yoga class is going to be canceled for the time being. But on Fridays at 4 p.m., they have Hora del Cuento. That's stories, songs, and simple crafts for young children, all led in Spanish. And for their monthly and special events at the library, on the 14th and the 28th at 5:30 p.m., they're hosting regular game nights at Chetco Brewing Co. on Railroad Street. This is an all-ages open game night featuring games from the Chetco Library's growing board game collection. And again, that's hosted by Chetco Brewing Co. at their location on Railroad Street. You can try a game from their library, or you can bring one of your favorites to share with friends. This is a free and fun opportunity to meet and connect with other board game enthusiasts in the community. Game night happens every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. And then on the 13th of May, they've got their monthly spice bags. You can take home a new spice from a different part of the world every month. Each bag comes with a tester sample of a spice, some trivia, and recipe suggestions. Now, this is while supplies last, and it is for a first-come, first-served basis. And then on the 16th of May at 4:30, they've got their after-school craft activity. So school-age kids and teens, they actually recommend it for ages 10 and up. They're invited to come explore their creativity this month through Zentangles and doodle art. And then they've got a lovely library book club menu here on the 8th at 4 p.m. That's this week. They're having Kids Book Club. This is a monthly book club for elementary and early middle grade children. Also on the 8th at 4 o'clock for adults, they have the Freshly Written Book Club. And this is a book club geared toward adult fiction readers. And then on the 9th at 5 o'clock, they have Club de Lectora en Español. This is a monthly book club for adults who read and speak Spanish. Parents are welcome, and they're invited to bring their kids along. And all library-led programs and events are free to attend, whether or not you live in the area, have a library card. For more information, you can visit checolibrary.org and check out their events calendar. You can follow them on Facebook, or you can give them a call at 541-469-7738.
Well, our local library in action. Very cool. Yes. Very cool. My
always
goodness.
That's something going on.
Yeah, there is. Man, that's great. It's a beautiful library, too. Hey, Fork Castle Books and Gallery, located at 553 Chetco Avenue, is presenting Poetry Reading with Weld Champneys. This will be happening on the 9th at 5:45 p.m., and it is hosted by Michael Spring.
All right, and now it's time for Quotes from Famous People with Cousin Bruce.
It is, and here are a few quotes from singer-songwriter Bob Dylan. He was born on the 24th of May, 1941. He says, "A hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with his freedom. Take care of all your memories, for you cannot relive them." Then he says, "No one is free, even the birds are chained to the sky." Oh, and last but not least, hey, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Yeah, hope you enjoyed this week's quotes from Bob Dylan with Cousin Bruce. Till next week, have a great one.
All right. And hey, the Party Girls of Delnor and Curry County are having Quarter Craze benefit auctions, and they are presenting the Delnor Wrestling Inc. Quarter Craze. This is happening at the Elk Valley Casino on the 11th of May from 5 to 8:30 p.m. They say wear blue and gold to show support and earn your ticket for a chance at the Magic Paddle. They are raising funds to help with travel expenses for all of the Delnor wrestling teams. And then there are desserts available by donation, raffles, and more. And this event, just to note, it is 18 plus.
There you go. Hey, and the Curry Public Library is presenting Second Sunday Family Fun Day. This will be happening on the 12th. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., Summer Reading, 2024 Program Preview, and Mother's Day Craft Making.
And then the Wild Rivers Wine Festival is returning to the Event Center on the beach, and that's at 29392 Ellensbury Avenue in Gold Beach. This is on the 17th from 4 to 8 p.m., and then the 18th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. This two-day event features a variety of wines from regional wineries, plus beer and ciders. You can join them for food, live music, and vendors. It also include a commemorative wine glass and two wine tickets. And they do pre-sale tickets. They're $20 pre-sale or $25 at the door. And you can find tickets and more information at eventcenteronthebeach.com.
Yep, and then the Chutco Community Library is presenting Day of Caring 2024. United Way of Southwestern Oregon is excited to announce their 2024 Day of Caring community volunteers helping local homeowners in need of assistance with basic yard work. This one-day annual event organizes local volunteers to help seniors, veterans, folks with disabilities, resource/foster families, and others in need of help with small yard work tasks. Volunteers will help mow lawns, clear weeds, stack firewood, plant flowers, vegetables, and help with other yard chores. This is happening on Saturday, May 18th, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. You meet at the Chutco Community Public Library auxiliary parking lot for yard work assignments. Teams are invited to sign up for this group-friendly, family-friendly community service event. Volunteers are assigned based on client requests. Volunteers provide their own transportation and lawn care tools. For more information about volunteering or to inquire about client signups, please visit www.unitedwayswo.org/dayofcaring, or you can call 541-267-5202. Or you can email info@unitedwaywo.org. Please note that requests for yard work assistance will be prioritized based on need and volunteer availability. Yeah, so that's a good thing to volunteer for, folks. If you're out there going, what can I do for the community? There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Yard work.
There
All right.
you go.
And the 32nd annual Rogue River Cleanup and Let's Pull Together event is happening also on the 18th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's going to be a check-in and cleanup at Hog Creek County Park from 8 a.m. to noon. And then the checkout and after party is at Indian Mary County Park from noon to 2. There's going to be volunteer swag and prizes, info booths, lunch, snacks and water provided, raffles and music. And if you want to register for that, you can go to stream-smart.com. And hey, now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. G'day, Kat. G'day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's Bit of Weird History for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that Japan created a square watermelon? It's true. Here's the story. Japan is well known for its unique traditions and cultural quirks, so it's not surprising that the stranger-shaped watermelon comes from there. Japanese watermelon is unique because it's grown in the shape of a cube. These melons are also typically regarded as ornamental rather than edible. They're purchased for gifts and used as centerpieces in people's homes. Well, the idea of square watermelons first arose in response to a need. In this case, it was how to store awkwardly shaped oval melons inside refrigerators, where they'd either roll around or simply take up too much space. Well, a graphic designer named Tomoyuki Ono decided to address this issue, and in 1978, he presented cube melons at an art gallery in Ginza, Tokyo. It didn't take long for the square watermelon trend to catch on. The cubed fruit could be stacked for neatness both at home and for transportation. Plus, they looked wonderfully weird and made great table centerpieces and focal points in display windows. Nowadays, the southern Japanese city of Senjuzi in Kagawa Prefecture is home to Japan's square watermelon industry. The city actually has a patent on square watermelons, so it's the only place where they're allowed to be grown and farmed. Watermelon farmers are even experimenting with other shaping, which has yielded watermelon hearts and pyramids, too. Well, what could be better for the fruit part of a square meal than a square melon? Hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. There we go.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Necessity is the... mother of invention is necessity.
We'll get
something,
that.
Something in there, yeah. There's something about that.
You all know what he means.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. And it's like, I'll just create a square melon, that'll solve the problem.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
All right. Well, coming up here, it looks like you can rent a space for Garage Sale Saturday happening at the Checo Grange in Harbor. That's on the 18th of May from 8:30 to 3. And for more information, or if you want to reserve an outdoor space, they say to text Linda at 541-661-0059. But to reserve an indoor space, you must call Sharon at 541-469-3404.
That's right. And Brookings Harbor's Garden Club is presenting Nauseatingly Noxious Weeds with Aaron Minster, Curry Weed Advisory Board Coordinator. This will be at the Brookings Presbyterian Church, located at 540 Pacific Avenue. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. The presentation is from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Learn how to control your weeds and plants that don't promote them. There you go.
All right, all right. Yeah. And Lucky 7 Casino is presenting Josh Grayson on the 24th of May at 8 p.m. Doors for this event open at 7 p.m. You might know Josh Grayson from Season 2 of American Idol or by his songs Nothing to Lose, I Want to Live, and You're on Fire. Josh Grayson takes the stage Friday at Lucky 7 Casino and Hotels Tallawa Event Center. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com and at the door on the day of the show. You have to be 21 or older to attend this event.
That's right. Hey, the 82nd Annual Azalea Festival, running from 524 to 527, is featuring family events, food, parade, shows, a street market, concerts, and a dance party. You know, the usual fun that we have around this town around that time. All that good stuff. Yeah, for more info and a full schedule, you can go to AzaleaFestivalBrookingsOregon.com. Yes.
All right. And part of those annual festivities include the Curry County Cruisers 30th Annual Car Show. Now, this is happening at Zola's on the Water. That's at 16330 Lower Harbor Road. And it's a judged car show consisting of the following: a meet and greet on the 25th at Zola's at 4 o'clock. And then on the 26th, they have registration starting at 7:30 a.m., running to 10:30 a.m. Judging is going to take place from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and then they're going to have an awards ceremony at 3 p.m. All proceeds go to charities and organizations in the Brookings Harbor area. And for information about the event, you can call Lori. That's at 530-739-9717.
That's right. Yep, here's some more stuff going on. The Manly Arts Center at the Azalea Festival Art Show and Sale will be going on there on the 25th from noon to 6, and on the 26th from noon to 5. There'll be live music, kids' activities, art demos, special raffle, and silent auction.
Yes, and then the Brookings Flying Club is, of course, having Airport Day, their annual scholarship fundraiser event. This is happening at the Brookings Airport on the 26th of May from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it features airplane and helicopter rides over Brookings, weather permitting, of course. And for information about Airport Day, you can go to brookingsflyingclub.org, or you can give them a call at 541-412-5103.
Yep, yep, yep. There you go, Brookings Flyer. I haven't been up to that place yet.
Not really? Oh, gosh, yeah. That's like an iconic thing to do as a kid. If they're doing plane and helicopter rides, take Junior, man.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even been up there and seen the airport yet.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you both can just get a tour for the first time. Then.
That's it. That'd be cool. I've got a lot of friends that are pilots, that's for sure. That I know. They go rent out the plane they got there. Whatever. Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat. I think that's cool. I'm like sitting there talking to them. Oh, yeah, that's the rental that we fly. And I'm like, dig it. Yeah. Hey, and Brookings Harbor Garden Club is also presenting a flower show and plant sale at Brookings Botanical Garden, located at Highway 101 and North Bank. This will be happening on the 26th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on the 27th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Of course, it's free admission, and there will be a raffle basket. Mm-hmm. That's what they says.
Mm-hmm. And then part of these festivities, we got a new thing this year from the Wild Rivers Film Festival.
Yeah.
They're presenting Art Thief, a pre-festival film screening. This is going to be on Monday, the 27th, and it starts at 7 p.m. at the Redwood Theater. This is a special festival pre-screening of the crime thriller Art Thief at the Redwood Theater. This is a one-night-only event. Top off your Azalea Festival celebrations and your Memorial Day weekend with a night at the movies. Funds raised through this preseason event go to support the Wild Rivers Film Festival's first-ever summer filmmaking workshop for local youth. And what's this film about? Well, after stealing a painting from a local museum, a passionate but untalented artist is thrust into the midst of an even bigger art theft. The story behind Art Thief was inspired by the real 1990 robbery of the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. That was the world's largest property theft. This thriller, starring Max Deacon and Jacqueline Emerson of The Hunger Games, screened on opening night of the 2023 Orlando Film Festival and will be playing soon at the Boston International Film Festival. Don't miss a chance to catch an early screening of this buzzworthy indie film. Tickets for this fundraiser are just $15, and there's a few ways to get them. You can get them in person at Forecastle Books, located at 553 Checo Avenue in Brookings. You can also get them at Wright's Custom Framing at 810 Checo Avenue in Brookings. Or if you want, you can get them online at wildriversfilmfestival.com. And of course, any unsold tickets will be available for sale when the doors open on the night of the event. And I have a fun development here too. Actually, Jacqueline Emerson of The Hunger Games and one of the stars of the film is going to be here to do a Q&A after the film.
How cool is that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she's super cool. And she loves talking about this film. And she's really excited to be here to talk about this film with people in the community. So, yeah, no, that's going to be super cool.
That's awesome. Uh-huh. That's a trickle down. You got that information. Sweet.
Yeah. Yep. Helps to be kind of involved with the planning of the event.
That's right. Yeah. We're all kind of affiliated with the Wild Rivers Film Festival in our own way.
Development.
Yeah. I was going to say they're also going to be with us during our events and everything, having booths with us like they did last year and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. All the promotion we can for that. Big love to the Wild Rivers Film Festival, that's for sure. They're bringing us such cool movies, too, to town here, too.
You're right. And that one's, I think they actually already screened at the Boston Film Festival, and they've just been picking up awards left and right. This is doing very well in the festival circuit. So, it looks like it's a very well-regarded film.
That's what I was taking out of, listening to that.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, Curry Public Library, located at 94341 3rd Street in Gold Beach, is presenting Memory Cafe Curry. Memory Cafe Curry will meet the third Wednesday of every month from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Curry Public Library in Gold Beach. To register for the program, you can email them at memorycafe@cplib.net or call 541-247-7246. Memory Cafe is an informal social gathering for older adults living with memory loss and their care partners. Care partners may include, but are not limited to, spouses, siblings, children, or friends, whose social lives are often just as affected as their loved ones. Memory cafes are designed to be a casual, stress-free gathering to allow care partners the opportunity to relax and socialize with others in the same situation. Memory Cafe Curry will be staffed by a qualified social service provider, library staff, and volunteers. That's a real cool thing, right?
Oh, yeah. That's
really
program.
I mean, this town, these people, I'll tell you, this is why we got a cool town here. Brookings is so awesome, is because stuff like this just pops up.
Yeah,
somebody out there cares and they do something about it, you know? Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And hey, we've got an ongoing PSA here for the VFW's Legacy Bricks fundraiser. So our local VFW post is raising money to fix its building, upgrade its heating, electricity, and of course, improve its landscape. They've raised approximately $30,000, but need another $20,000 to complete the work. They're selling legacy bricks that will highlight the entrance of the building, featuring messages of memory to veterans respected by their loved ones. Each brick costs the donor $100, and every purchased brick will be laid professionally in front of the post for everyone to observe. They will also conduct more yard sales, provide meals for a nominal donation, and sponsor other groups and their activities. And once this building is completed, the VFW Post 966 will serve the veterans and community of Brookings. They are active in the Brookings community. They say they're a member of the Curry Chamber of Commerce, and they say they're a supporter of the Brookings City Council. They support veterans, providing ceremonies, funerals, and memorials. VFW Post 966 is a 501c19. That's a nonprofit group with all members being veterans of foreign wars. And Veterans Post 966 is located at 507 Pacific Avenue in Brookings.
Yes, they are. Hey, and we got the KCIW Soapbox Series going on. KCIW is giving folks a chance to speak their mind on their new show. Basically, KCIW is offering 2 minutes of airtime to anyone who has something to say. There are a few rules, of course. No cussing, no slandering, no advertising. But other than that, folks can share what's on their mind. The studio is open every Wednesday from 2 to 3 for people to come in and record. And I got to say, you know, when you hear that soapbox thing, everybody always thinks about you're going to get on you. Guess what? It can be positive.
Right. Yes.
It can be a positive thing. You can get on. Like I just said, what a wonderful town we have.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be able to get on there and do it on the air and hear yourself saying what a wonderful town we have or whatever you're saying positive. And and you'll be on the air and it's great. And it people will listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you care. There we go.
All right. Hey, we've got some info here about game nights at the Whimsical Griffin. Whimsical Griffin's located at 615 Checo Avenue near the Redwood Theater. On Tuesdays and Fridays, they have game nights from 5 to 9 p.m., and they feature such games as Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, and, of course, board games.
Yes, indeedy. Hey, And then here we go with another one, Meals on Wheels. They're looking for volunteers. As Kat told me, they always need help out there. So, hey, they're in need of volunteer drivers. They deliver about 75 hot meals daily to seniors that can't get to the Checkout Activity Center for the daily meals served there. They have a harbor route and a Brookings route. This is a perfect opportunity for anyone out there that wants to give back to the community and be a friendly face to deliver a hot meal and a little kindness to our local seniors. Whether you're interested in doing a day, a week, or a month, all volunteers are welcome. You can contact Debbie Lutz at 714-423-9797.
It's just a constant need. There will never not be a need for that. And it's just like, gosh, and if you've got a daytime afternoon to spare, go deliver some meals.
Feel good about it too.
Right? Yeah. What's not to love about that?
Come on.
All right. And then the Brookings Harbor Boy Scouts of America scouting for new troop members. Boys and girls are welcome. Troop 32 and Troop 4032 are now accepting new scouts as well as adults interested in volunteering. Scouts are able to join the troops from 5th grade to age 17, and adults are able to volunteer as long as they're over 21 and are able to pass a background check and willing to spend about an hour and a half completing a youth protection training course. The scouts meet at Scout Hall from 7 to 8:30 p.m. every Monday night except for holidays. You can come meet the troops and learn more about what scouts can help you achieve. Scout Hall is located at 414 Azalea Park Road in Brookings, and to get in touch with Troop 32 Scoutmaster Mark Hagland, you can call 541-661-2749, or you can get in touch with Troop 4032 Scoutmaster Rebecca Wilson at 707-951-3647.
Yes, indeedy. Brookings MS Self-Help Support Group, conversation and support for people living with MS, multiple sclerosis. Join others living with MS to talk, share experiences of successfully living and coping daily with MS. Share information and resources in a positive atmosphere. Topics will focus on areas of interest to the group members. This group is for people with MS, family, friends, and caregivers. Please reach out prior to attending with an email to audreymsx18@aol.com, or you can find them on Facebook at MS Walk-In Rollers. Meetings will be the second Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. at Chetco Community Library Annex Building across the street from the library at 402 Alder Street in Brookings. So there you go. Yes, indeed. Yeah, make sure you call her or get a hold of her on that one. Mm-hmm. Hey, all right. Well, that's it. We got the Flying Fickle Finger of Fate. It's time to close this week's show. Before we go, I'd like to give a shout out to our fearless producer, Brother Tom, for all his great work making us look and sound good on the radio. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this week's Insider Report. And please make sure to tune in on a daily basis to KCIW 100.7 FM and listen to all the fine shows that they have to offer. You can listen to all the fantastic show podcasts, including the Insider Report, at kciw.org. And hey, while you're there, check out the live streaming as well. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
And we are signing off. Please support local businesses, keep it real, and spread the love and peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there. Bam.
My audience in a can came through. My goodness, yeah. Yeah, had a stupid moment on that last one. I don't know what the heck. I was looking for a phone number or something, but hey, that's why we're taped.
Yeah. Asleep last night, yeah.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.